Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to my podcast. My name is Lapaka. So today I want to talk about gardening, lessons I learned from my garden. I started gardening like officially, I would call it, in 2016. The reason I started gardening was in my previous job, I just needed an outlet, like a place where I could just relax and distract myself from work, like the actual work. So I got a planter, put it outside the kitchen, bought a few seeds and planted. I maintained that garden for about 2 years before I left, got a new job, so I left everything. Then when I moved to another town where I'm currently living now in Windhoek, I started my garden. Currently have 5 planters now where I garden. So it's small space gardening in raised beds, in planters, vertical gardening. And so far I've planted zucchini, sweet corn, green pepper, tomatoes, onions, beetroot, cabbage, spinach, what else? Chili, and then the herbs, rosemary, parsley, basil, sage, mustard, thyme, yeah, all of that. And then I'm just starting recently with flowers. I had a rose bush that flourished very well. So now I'm going into medicinal herbs. So there are a few lessons I learned from gardening. So I'm just going to go through some of them. The first thing gardening has taught me is that I need to be patient. I was not a really patient person. I want things now. Done now, now, now. And so gardening, because you have to prepare the soil, then you have to water it, then you have to sow the seeds. And then you wait for a certain period, which is mostly sometimes a week to 15 days for germination to happen. And then you see little leaves sprouting, like the first leaves. And then after that, you have, I think, about another month or so before you actually get to harvest, minimum a month. So that has taught me a lot of patience, to be patient and just believe in the process. Gardening has taught me how to think big, go big, challenge myself. So when I first started gardening, I just planted spinach, spinach is the most easiest thing. Spinach and parsley is very, very easy. So every single time I challenge myself to grow something that I think is hard or probably thought in the past will not grow. Like this year, I tried out sweet corn, which I always thought would not grow because it's in a container. But I've harvested some heads before, like this year as well. So gardening has taught me to stretch myself, to challenge myself. And then the third thing that gardening has taught me is to ask and ask again. Like any new person to a hobby, I don't know everything. So for example, I found that my cucumber was not becoming bigger. They were just like really, their growth was just stunned. And then I asked a few people on social media what I'm doing wrong, and I was told, no, maybe I need to spray some Epsom salt around it because there's a nutrient deficiency. And also it might be because of the fact that I don't water enough. So I as an introvert, I've really stepped into, like, out of my comfort zone when it comes to gardening, because now when I don't know anything, I ask. The old me wouldn't have asked, because I think also my pride and my ego, I wouldn't ask anybody for help. I never used to ask for help. I would soldier through and get things done. So I've learned that you can ask, and there are people who are willing to help you. So gardening has also, the fourth thing is gardening has shown me, has given me a platform to share the little knowledge I have. So when I started gardening, when I moved to Windhoek, I decided to give away some seeds to a few people. So that also made me also step out of my comfort zone and, you know, share the little knowledge I have and also share resources. For me, sharing is one of my, I think I was born for that. I really love sharing what I have and with people. Like, that is just me. I think it comes from my mother. My mother is a giver. So I've learned. I never thought I was a giver, because I think I was last born for so long, and growing up I was kind of a very selfish little kid. And now I'm just learning that actually I love giving. Not the fact that I give to get back, but just that satisfaction knowing that I changed somebody's life in one way or another. Like, even that little bit of change, that brings me so much joy. So my garden at the moment is helping me do that. So I decided to give away seeds last time, and now I'm going into probably growing seedlings. Yeah, so my ultimate goal for this year, like for the end of 2020, is to set up like a proper garden for a school, an underprivileged school, so that they can, you know, be self-sufficient, get all their veggies from their own garden. So that's my ultimate goal. So gardening has opened that up for me, has made me realize that I actually do love giving. Okay, God, another thing gardening has taught me is that life will not always go the way you want it to go. For example, you plant something, for example, like mostly spinach, and you get these bugs in the morning, they have eaten everything. So instead of fretting and, you know, being angry about, oh, somebody ate my spinach, these are little buggers, they just come in the night to steal and chew on your hard work, and then they leave and you cannot catch them. So you either you can leave it or you start again. So gardening has taught me to start again and again and again and again. There's no perfection when it comes to gardening. So that leads me to the next point of gardening has showed me that my perfectionism my obsession with perfection, that won't get me anywhere. So gardening is a messy thing. It's dirty. There's dirt. There's bugs. There's little worms and all of that. So there's nothing perfect about it. But in the end, you get this perfect harvest, which is fulfilling and rewarding. Meaning, you need to trust the process. The process might be messy sometimes. You have to add fertilizer. You have to add fish emulsion that stinks. You get bugs. You get it's too much sun, too little water, nutrient deficiency. But in the end, if you just keep going, if you just are consistent and you are loving towards your plants and you don't give up on them, the harvest will show itself. That takes me to the next point, not giving up. I found that sometimes I'll plant something. I've tried planting blueberries, strawberries from seed, and to this day it has not succeeded. But I've not given up. I'll try again next season. Read up more on how I should go about it and try and try and try until I get a rosemary strawberry bush and a blueberry bush, because blueberries and strawberries in Namibia are hella expensive. So I need to start planting my own. So gardening has taught me that to do it over and over, try and try and try again. Yes, so yeah, those are some of the lessons I've learned from my garden. I hope to see you on my podcast again soon. Bye.